Okay, we're back. So commercial can go up like 100 watts, but in the HF band, that's the stuff that goes worldwide, 40 meters, 20 meters, 10 meters, all that kind of stuff. The legal limit stated by the FCC is 1,500. And you've seen ham antennas, big ones and all that. I have an amplifier here that will put out 1,500 watts, and I use it regularly to talk to people all over the world and or local. And that's that whole other aspect called HF, stands for high frequency, because back in the days when stuff was invented, the lower frequencies were high frequencies. And then only with technology was it able to advance, you know, above 30 megs to 150, 450, and there's a ham band at 1296 and all that stuff. But anyway, yeah, so it's a vast world of electronics apparatus and purpose and pleasure, you know, and preparedness.
So, Steve, do you said you are involved with that with the ham club here? You started it. Do you go to those? I think they have a meeting at the Grange. Is it the second Tuesday or first Tuesday of every month?
Well, the club has been going since 1952. I've been the president for about 3 years or so, maybe four, and it's every third Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Fruitdale Grange, every third Tuesday. And, you know, we're getting 35, 40 people all the time, and there's usually some kind of technical discussion, a presentation of sorts, and then we go to social hour and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, I would encourage you to come.
Yeah, I've been wanting to come, but it just the last couple of times since I got my license that it just something happened at here at home, or it just didn't work out. But I definitely have it in my schedule to come over there. Maybe we can meet, and really one of these days, I don't know if you're open to that kind of thing, but I would be interested to see one of these installations up on a hill. That's, like I said before, it's pretty fascinating to me, and it sounds like I can learn a lot from you and these other guys out here.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll find it fascinating. Yeah, we'll get you up there one of these days. I have to go to Gilbert. I'm going to go on vacation tomorrow. I'll be gone for about 10 days. When I get back, I've got to go up to Gilbert and install some equipment on a satellite-fed FM broadcast system. Then I've got to go up to King Mountain, 5,000 foot. What a view that has. Not too far from here, and do the same. I was up on Gilbert last week twice. We installed what's called a packet radio, which is a digital form of ham radio. You can use computers, keyboard, you know, monitors, computer-based stuff, and it will send that out to a packet radio on Fielder, and that can send it to another radio, and that can send it to another radio. It's a store and forward. It stores the data and then turns the transmitter on and forward. Kind of like what modems do. And the local guys here, a bunch of them are interested in that, and they wanted to have a more of a close-in local repeater, so we put that over on Fielder, which is kind of between the south exit and Rogue River. They're all over the place. Some of them are not visible at all, you know, from the normal modes of travel. But, yeah, we'll get you up there one of these days. So before we conclude here, I'll get your name and a couple of call signs, and you know we'll make something work out. But yeah, you know, if you want, I'd like to get you over here sometime and show you all this stuff and explain more. And you know, and I mentioned preparedness along the lines of interest in radio or being social or preparedness. That's the three, you know, main aspects of this. Amron is the name you're looking for. Amron, the Sunday Net. And that's held by Kimber, WKRV 487. She does a wonderful job.
Oh, you were dropping out there on me at the end. You were talking about Kimber, and I recognize the name. She runs the net on the... Or she usually runs it, and there was another gentleman who does it sometimes.
Oh, we seem to have lost the repeater. It's very, very weak at this end. It looks like we may have had a failure. I'm hearing it fine. Yeah, I was talking about Kimber. I don't know what to explain for what just happened, but we'll ignore it for a moment. Yeah, she does a wonderful, wonderful job, and, you know, really inspires and encourages people to be involved and learn more about what they can do and share their interests and all that. It's a wonderful preparedness, which is the Channel 3 project, and a social aspect as well. She does a great job. She's a very, very dear friend of mine. We are actually both musicians and have played together and actually forming a kind of a loose knit band aspect where we can play out locally. At the intersection of Merlin Galise Road and Highway 5 is a place called the Area 61 Tap Room, and they have live music there. And I play there often, and this summer Kimber and I will both, with a few others perhaps, taking the stage to share that of each other's and interest as well.
Oh, musician and radio expert. That's you're multifaceted. You're the Swiss Army knife out there.
Yeah, yeah. She's is a stellar musician. Played live in bands. She had a Beatles cover band back in the Bay Area and all that, but that was like 12 years ago and hadn't done a whole lot since. And I've been doing it all my life and never really stopped. And between the two of us, we're going to get up and share what we enjoy doing, encourage each other to bring it. And she sings and plays incredible. We've had a couple of practice sessions already. And one time I had goosebumps. One of the songs brought me to tears. And one of the songs I just stopped right in the middle and went, wow. So I think it will be something to behold.
Sounds good. And yeah, well, I would like to meet one time. Maybe we'll be at one of these meetings, or when you get back from your vacation and you're going to head up there. I sometimes have time on my hands, so if maybe I can, you need a spare pair of hands, I'd be willing to come along and help you if you need it, or at least maybe you can give me a tour one of those days up at that at the repeater site.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, I would very much enjoy that, anybody who's interested. And what we've done in the past through the SORA group is we've had like a day on the hill where we all agree to go to a given mountaintop and just hang out. We had a little fire going and a little picnic going, and we did that at King Mountain one time and actually had to hike the last little bit in the snow, but where everybody parked was a beautiful spot, again, with chairs and a little fire. And a little 10-minute walk in the snow to the very top, where I've got the keys to a bunch of these buildings, and I opened them up and showed everybody tons of equipment, Channel 8 television transmitters and the different repeaters and on and on and on. So we'll be doing that as well, but I'd be glad to have you along, a one-on-one as I go out and do this stuff. Okay, one of the last thing I want to point out. So, gone timers, hold on. Okay, I talked about preppers and interest in electronics, and then the social aspect. There are people at each end. One end is a microphone, and the other end is a speaker. People are at each end with radios in the middle. I like to promote the social aspect. I happen to be sitting at my desk. My desk is my office, and it's in my music room and all that, and I was getting ready to cancel some telephone lines from the phone company. Well, my microphone was at arm reach. You called in, how copy. A lot of people go loud and clear. Thanks for the report. Well, I asked, I suspected, why are you asking? If you've been involved a lot, you probably already know. Well, maybe you've got a new radio. Maybe you're new to all of this. I don't know. So I asked, look what it led. Point being, say hello to somebody. Be conversational. Get to know your friends. Make your acquaintances be friends. Oh. Speaking of which, there is going to be a GMRS gathering May the 3rd, an afternoon picnic on a Saturday. I don't remember.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Get to meet the faces behind the names and the call signs that you hear on those weekly nets. And by the way, that last your last few bits, you were like cutting in and out again there, like the noise background static kicked up. I could still, you were still legible, but a little bit more noisy than before.
That's happening again. It did it before. It's acting like the repeater is going into low power, like we've developed a bad connection or something. It's there, but it's really weak, and that's the output of the repeater, because that's what we're listening to. We may be developing a problem on the hill.
Well, right there, right at the end of your talk, you it just switched back, and you became crystal clear again. So, yeah, if the repeater... I think we gave it a pretty good workout. So if it's like my handheld, it's probably got a little toasty in there.
Yeah, we might have ruined it. Well, we'll determine if there's a problem, we'll fix it, but that's highly unusual. Typically when something fails, it stays failed, but when things do get hot and cold, metal can expand and contract. So sometimes you get a micro kind of a break in something, just enough to let a little bit of heat and cooling affect it. I don't know, but we'll keep an eye on it. All right, let me grab a pen here and I'll get your info. Hang on. All right, come on back with your name, ham call sign, and Jim Rest call sign.
Okay, my name is John, J-O-H-N, and my ham call sign is Kilo, Kilo, 7, Zulu, Hotel Victor, and my GMRS is Whiskey, Sierra, GP, Grants Pass, 983, WS, GP, 983, and KK, 7, ZHV.
Great. Very cool, very cool. All right, well, glad to meet you, and we'll carry on again and do even more. This was a lot of fun for me. It's, again, one of my greater purposes at this point in my life is to share everything that I've learned and contribute and all that. Matter of fact, I'll mention one more thing as far as my contributions. I'm the president of the Grants Pass Dance Club, where seniors, retirees meet twice a week. Matter of fact, I have to be there at noon today to open up at the fairgrounds so the band live music can come in. It's a duo. So at 1 to 4 today, we'll have live music down there. But I'm the president of that thing, too. Keep it going, you know. We dance freestyle, swing, two-steps, waltz, cha-chas, polkas, rumbas, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun. So if you or any of your family members or your timers, I hate them, friends and neighbors are interested in anything like that, and there's no obligation to get on the dance floor, it's just sometimes fun to watch. Twice a month, we have an 18-piece big band swing orchestra come and play. It's kind of a unique opportunity, and again, in a very social atmosphere. It beats going to the gym, and sometimes I get as much exercise.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was born with more left feet than me, but yeah, I might take you up on that. Maybe my wife would like to go and at least watch. I don't know if you'll get us on the floor, but who knows? You go enough times, you get the courage up. But hey, Steve, if you could give me your call signs too before you hang up, I know you've got to go, but... I would like to write those down also. I got a pen ready, so back to you.
All right, real good. But yeah, just spectating can be a pleasure. There's nothing more calming and beautiful as a wonderful waltz. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, as people rotate gracefully like floating on a cloud across the floor. It's pretty cool to watch. And one of my one-liners is, oh, you don't dance, give me 4 minutes, I'll make you look like you're on TV. But it's a lot of fun. And again, we're doing that today. 1 to 4, I will be down there at the dance hall at the Tokenstein County Fairgrounds on Redwood Highway. So if you have any time this afternoon and you're inclined to do so, come on down. You know, be my guest. All right, my name is Steve Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, Steve. Whiskey Alpha 6, Yankee Sierra Mike, and Whiskey Romeo Mike Bravo, Timers, WRMB 624.
Got you. Roger that. Thank you. And it's been a pleasure, Steve. I don't know if I make it today. Unfortunately, we've got some puppies. We got five dogs here, and I'm on dog duty. We can't leave them out in the yard because they bark at the neighbors. And like I said before, we're in an HOA, so they're kind of house dogs. But I think I'm gonna hook my wife into coming down there. That might be an opportunity to meet also. So, but thank you again. It's been a big pleasure for me, and I learned a lot. And I do want to meet you one of these days. So back to you, and talk to you again soon.
I'm going to give you my phone number also. Grab that pen again. 541-659-5648. I have no problem doing that. I call some messages all over the place. It's part of my life. I'm glad to be available. But yeah, you know, if you can sneak away for 15, 20 minutes, you know, if that's possible, come on down. Otherwise, sometime in the future. Okay, I guess that's about it. I think we've been going at it for almost, you know, 40 minutes or something, but that's fine. I hope a lot of people have enjoyed the conversation. It's kind of a kick realizing there could be, you know, the check-ins that we get that Kimber hosts. Shoot, we get 100 check-ins. It's a pretty significant affair. You know, the ham guys have been doing it for all their lives. It's, you know, no big deal. We don't even bother to show up sometimes. But the GMRS people, it's all new and exciting and a lot to learn. So that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm being a WSGP. I'm kind of at the end of, I'm at the tail of the check-ins, but that's okay. It's just more to listen to the other people check in. And I also hear kids. And that's also fun to hear. So nice to know that families get the young ones involved. And, Steve, I got 541-659, and I think I missed the last four of your phone. Back to you.
5648.
541-659-5648. Got it. Thank you. And I appreciate you giving that over the air. I think not everybody wants to do that, so kudos to you. So thank you, Steve, and if I don't see you over there today, then I'll see you around, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you. Have a good one.
You bet. I've enjoyed it a lot. I really have. You know, you talk about the roster being at the end. Oh, I fit in there somewhere, but often the ham clubs as well as the rest, if someone doesn't check in for many, many, many times, they delete them from the roster. Otherwise, it just takes up space, you know, and time. I've asked to be included, ongoing, called, even if I'm not around. I check in fairly often, but even if a lot of time goes by and I'm not, I've asked my call to be represented for all I do. You know, I consider it nice to be still in existence, even by a call sign. And I guess it'll finally go away only when I'm dead. All right, fair enough. And then what they do when you pass, it's tradition on ham radio and such, they call it a silent key. Key implies back in the old days when they used a Morse code thing called a key. Dot, 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 all that stuff. Well, what you do is when someone passes, you give an honor and a tribute over the air. You ask everybody to stand by and then have a moment of silence. The person doing this will call the person's call sign three times, with a little pause in between. And then they say, nothing heard. And then there's a little bit of silence, and they go back to the routine.
You know what? I actually did hear one of those, and it was in my early days of GMRS. A month ago, somebody passed, and I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you who it was, but I did hear it was Kimber, I believe, announced, and they called a call sign out three times. I didn't write it down. I was new, and I thought that was a very cool thing. And that's a nice tradition.
is a very cool thing, and indeed, she did one recently. I was around to hear that one. I've done many in my life. We did one on HF one time, a dear friend, oh my God, my boss and everything, going way back. And on HF, we could talk all over the country and all over the state. We spread the word about 3 weeks in advance, and we had it four times a day, 10, 2, 4, and 8, and I headed the thing up. And people came out of the woodwork from all over the place, many out of the San Francisco Bay Area where I'm from. And the one at 8 o'clock, a lot of the old-timers who hadn't talked to each other in a long time, after we shared a few memories about Bob and whatever else, some of those guys started talking about what they used to do with race cars and airplanes, and oh my gosh, what an event it was. So, you know, that's what we could do over the air. So that's kind of a neat thing, you know. So, yeah, telling you about it even choked me up a little bit of so many of the past. I'm 70 years old, shoot, so a little different reality of the present and future. And we do this at the Ham Club. We had one not too long ago, you know, just the way it works. All right, John, real pleasure talking with you. I'm going to, I probably won't bother to cancel this phone line now. I'll be on hold forever with the phone company, but then maybe I'll give it a shot. I don't know. All right, let's see. WSGP 983, WRNB 624.
WRMB 624. WSGP 983, you have a good one, and have a nice day.
All right, buddy, take care, and as they say, I'm in the hand world, 73s. That's kind of like a goodbye and best wishes. Bye-bye, 73s.
Thank you, and 73 back to you.